Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. Holy crap, Mark, did you hear what just happened?
Yeah, you did the intro without any problems.
Oh my, and without having it pulled up, I did that from memory.
Yep, that too.
I'm getting somewhere. All right. So, it's been a bit, man. It's been like two whole fucking weeks.
Yeah, just about.
This, no Gavin today. His kid is something. Something's going on with his kid. I don't get the story, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just us. So we, man, got to go back 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, I got a bug up my ass and decided I needed a roof rack.
Yep. You had to join the train with me.
Yeah, I was like, man, everyone else is getting fucking roof racks. I ain't got no roof rack. Oh, yeah, Mark has a roof rack, too. I don't know if we've talked about that on the podcast yet.
I don't remember anymore.
But I did not have the $800-plus it costs for a roof rack. So I got thinking about it, and I got on Amazon, and I bought a 84-inch something-or-other rooftop basket.
Yeah.
And then I bought some conduit clamps, and then I bought some furniture feet. Now, what this allowed me to do is flush mount the basket to my roof rather than having it float on those stupid factory rails.
Yep.
So it doesn't look bad. It actually looks like a roof.
Yeah, rack. It really does. It's really clean. I was surprised we got the furniture feet to work, though.
Yes. Then we took these furniture feet, and they're adjustable. So I self-tapped those in on the rack up in the front where it's not supported by the roof anymore. And then we adjusted them down to put tension on the rack so it didn't bounce. And that thing's pretty damn stable.
Oh, yeah. We were quite surprised by that one.
And then I bought 4 7-inch LED lights. Those are kind of dumb. They don't even light up more than what my ditch light and light bar do. But they look fucking cool.
I don't think they light up more than what you realize.
No, I was playing with it today. So I turned on the overheads, right?
Yep.
And then I turned on the ditch light, and the ditch light lit up more than what, or lit up around me more than the overheads did. And then I turned on the fog light, or the light bar, and then I could see farther. So they literally don't do any more good than what I already had. But they look really cool.
You probably got the wrong purpose lights, is what's going on there.
Well, they're floods and they're spots. Mm. They're both.
I think they had to be more spot than flooded, but anyways.
These ones are both.
I know.
Like, they're the middle has a 4-inch spot, and the outside is flood.
Yeah, I know. I understand how it works. I just think they should be different. That's all.
Hey, dude, if you can find me 7-inch just spots, do it. They don't exist.
Yeah.
So they look good. They look cool. I'm never going to use the damn things, but they're there.
Yeah.
I put some amber film over them. They're like, I think I paid $60 for all four of them. It's the entire rack with lights is under $300. So, you know, you take what you can get. So I did that, and then we finished that up on Monday. No, Sunday. We're leaving on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I get a call from Mark on Wednesday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Whatever day it was. Hey, man, my truck's running like ass. And it's like 10:30 at night. So I mosey on over to Mark's house, which is like, what, 35 minutes away?
Yeah, just about. Maybe a little bit less, but not by a lot.
So I get over there. I look at it. Yep, your truck's running like ass. No idea why. We didn't have enough time before we left to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, just send it to a shop and let them figure it out, because we don't got time to mess with this.
Yeah, and like nothing with new cold wires was popping up, so we had no idea what was causing it.
Yeah. So then it went to the shop on Wednesday.
Yep.
And we loaded all of Mark and his brother's gear onto the 4Runner on Tuesday night. So the 4Runner was fucking loaded, dude.
Yeah.
What was, after the cat scale, it was what, like 6,200 pounds or something like that?
Yes. That's what I want to say.
I think with people, I think we decided it was 6,200 pounds.
Yep.
Which, I did the math on that, right? I'm like, all right, how much does Mark weigh? How much does Alan weigh? How much roughly does their gear weigh? I had about 1,000 pounds more than normal in there.
Yep.
So we, his truck went to the shop. I met them at their place of employment down in Holland. We loaded up the 4Runner and headed out towards Missouri.
Yep.
I think the drive down was just uneventful. We didn't have anything. Oh, we stopped at a hotel.
I was about to say.
And we decided to lock. We did the best we could to lock the truck and left one door unlocked. Well, the next morning, my wife needed to go get the hygiene kit. She went and got the hygiene kit, came back in. About an hour later, I get a call from Mark. Did you lock the 4Runner? I'm like, no. Yeah, so when she got out, she must have bumped the lock, and she somehow completely locked us out. I don't have a key that unlocks the outside door, nothing. Like, we were just locked out.
Yeah.
So I sent Mark and Alan to Family Dollar, Dollar General, whatever it
Dollar
was.
General.
One of those bullshit stores to get some metal coat hangers so we could break in. While they were there, I'm just looking at the truck, and I realized that I still haven't fixed my driver's side door handle that, like, hangs loose. So I could just reach behind the door handle and turn the lock cylinder to unlock the truck.
Yeah.
Worked great. It let us in. So, yeah, that's really all that happened, though. Other than that, we did our drive. Going down, I got 17.6 miles to the gallon, which is... I still don't get it, dude. Truck had 1,000 extra pounds on it.
Mm-hmm.
35-inch tires.
Yep.
That doesn't account for all the extra bullshit on that truck.
No.
And it had a roof rack that was loaded the fuck down.
Yep.
And I still got over 15 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. We did pretty good gas weight compared to last year when we went down.
Yeah, I like barely needed gas this trip. Maybe the truck's only running on four cylinders, and it's now a four cylinder. That's why. I don't know.
Oh, just like mine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got word back at this point. Mark's truck was fixed. It needed two...
coils. Coil packs.
Coils, yep.
Cylinder 5 and 6 were bad.
The mechanic fixed that. Sad we couldn't fix it, but we just did not have time for that.
Yeah.
That crack was nothing fun. It was just a spray.
Yeah, I'm drinking water over here.
Yeah. So, we get down to Missouri. Benji had an awesome field for us to camp in. Like, that was legitimately a great camping experience.
Yes. I was trying to figure out how big it was. I'm like, man, this is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
So, we pull into the back where the rowdy kids were supposed to park. We get the swag set up, get the light fighter set up, and we brought the poo castle, but we didn't bring a toilet. We just needed something to change in because we had porta potties.
Yeah, Benji supplied porta potties for us.
But it's a lot nicer to change when you can stand up than when you're stuck laying down.
Oh yeah.
So, we got all that set up. That didn't take long. I think we were pretty... With bullshitting, we were set up in, I don't know, 20 minutes?
Yeah. 20 to 30 minutes. It was pretty quick.
But we were bullshitting the whole fucking time.
Oh, 100%.
See, who was there when we got there?
Tyson. We had the guy with the Bronco. Was it Jordan?
Oh, yeah, Jordan. Dude, Jordan's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have him on Instagram or Facebook or anything, mm-hmm. but dude is a officer in charge of basic, well, not in charge. He's an XO at a basic training company. Dude, he was so fucking fun to talk to.
And then we had Tyson's stepson.
Yep, yep.
Junior.
Who was a fucking hoot. Like, okay, when people bring their kids on trips like this, it can be really, really annoying.
Yep.
Because most people's kids, no offense to people listening, most people's kids freaking suck.
Yeah.
Like, there's, oh my God. But no, Junior, this kid, he's like 15, I think. Real quick to give a joke, funny as hell, like, just a joy to be around. That's just not what I would expect from a kid being at a trip that very much so should have been 21 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. And so we got set up. We got the campfire out. We got a campfire going. I think the campfire pretty much just stayed going the entire weekend.
Just about. I think it only went out when we all went to bed. But beyond that, it was... usually got started up pretty quick.
So, yeah, we... that first day... did we go to the shop the first day? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, did we wait till the second day?
Yeah, we waited until the second day.
Okay. So the first day we got there, we got set up, we bullshitted around the fire till late as shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because the first day was us just hanging out at camping, and then we had the Friendsgiving potluck.
Oh, yep, that's right.
And then
we watched Code 3.
Yeah, Code 3.
Listen, watching movies while camping is not my favorite thing. And if I'd known that all the other guys had slinked back to the campfire, I totally would have. But that movie was so freaking funny.
It was.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, so we watched the movie, and I had an adorable little terrier sitting in my lap the whole time, trying to steal everyone's food, but doesn't matter. He chose me to be his pedestal for food stealing. And then this great... oh, what kind of dog
Permies?
Was Gus? Yeah. The guard, the farm guardian dog, whose name I can never remember.
Very fluffy,
big white fluffy. Yep. And he would come up, dude, and he'd like try to lay in my lap. Like, oh, Gus was the best. You know, I don't even know who his owners were, but I want to go back and see them just to see Gus. I couldn't have brought my dogs because we had four adults and a small third gen, but
yeah.
Wrangler, Mercy probably would have been a pain in the ass the whole time, but Wrangler would have loved that trip.
Yeah.
There were so many dogs that were like his level of energy.
Oh yeah.
Oh. He would have had a blast. Especially the one guy that camped by us with the
Farrah?
Freya. Yeah, this guy camped by us. He had a service dog named Freya. She was a fucking hoot, dude. God, was she fun. Okay, now that we talked about dogs for 20 minutes. yeah, so that's like all the important dogs to remember from this trip.
Yeah.
The little terrier's name was Patrick.
Yep.
Which is funny, because Patrick Kissman was there. And there was a moment where Patrick the dog got lost. And... we're like, have you seen Patrick? And they're like, yeah, he's over here. But they were talking about Patrick the person, not Patrick the dog.
Yeah, that was funny.
This happened with multiple people,
yeah,
by
like,
the
oh,
way.
Yeah, he drove over there. Like, the dog drove over there? What?
But Patrick was found.
Yeah.
He was never actually lost. He just went and found someone else to hang out with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. And then we had... sat around the fire, drank a little bit. Okay, I drank a lot. I had like 7 or 8 beers.
Yep.
That I stole from Benji and Off-Road Brian.
I think they're just handing them out anyways.
They were, but, you know. yeah, it was fun, man. Trips we do here in Michigan are fun, right? I never have a problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice getting to get out and see those friends that we don't see ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Off-Road Brian, one of the coolest people in the world. Benji, again, one of the coolest people in the world. Charlie Rasinowski from Outskirts Overland.
Mm-hmm.
Easily one of the coolest people to talk to. It just, those are those people that I want to see all the time and only get to see like once a year.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Then we all went to bed and I crawled in the little swag. It was cold that first night.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish I left the winter layer on, but it wasn't bad until I opened the bug netting and the rain fly a little bit until I forgot about zipping them back up in the middle of the night.
When you have that winter kit, do you even need the bug netting?
Probably could. I'd probably get away with it. Found it. I think every once in a while when there's a good breeze, it blows through underneath and you can feel it. That's what the extra little tub would work for on the bug netting.
Gotcha. Yeah. But in the swag, I didn't feel no breeze. So.
Yeah.
The problem was that my wife...
Yeah, go ahead. I think you're...
My wife burritoed with all the blankets, and I had the corner of a sheet.
Yeah, didn't she, like, leave something open, too? The reason why she was so cold, also?
Yeah, when I crawled in there, she had all the vents were wide open. So there was just... It was just cold. It hadn't built any body heat. So I closed all the vents except for, like, maybe a quarter. Because they were wide open, and I closed them until they were a quarter open. I always leave them about a quarter open so that the humidity can get out.
Yeah.
Now, the problem was, it was so humid outside.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't matter what... It didn't matter... It was cold and humid. Like, it didn't matter what I did. Everything was just wet. Everything we owned was just wet.
My rain fly was super drenched. I'm like, what the frick?
And it didn't really rain.
No.
Like, the whole weekend, it didn't really rain. It was just... The fog, you could cut it with a knife.
Yep.
And it was humid. So, that first night, I slept. I didn't sleep great. Then, the second day, we went to Riggs and Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that coffee shop... We need a coffee shop by where we do Riggs and Coffee.
Yes. I mean, if you count it, you got that donut place up the road. But I think they're busy.
Yeah, that's a long ways away.
Not that long.
Compared to walking in the door?
Yeah, okay. What I meant was us hosting there, but I don't think they're going to be too busy for that.
Got you. Yeah, it was cool, man. Riggs and Coffee was fun. It was a very different vibe than our Riggs and Coffee, because our Riggs and Coffee is more about the trucks.
Yep.
This Riggs and Coffee, no one even looked at a truck.
I mean, we did look at the J10.
Except for the Jeep truck.
Yep.
Yeah. But, like, how do you not?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the most part, like, no one was walking around just looking at trucks. And our Riggs and Coffee, that's all they do.
Hmm.
But it was fun, man. Oh, and the coffee, dude. What was that thing called? A campfire?
Yeah, the campfire.
Oh, that was delicious. I wish I knew the name of that coffee shop so I could... Maybe I'll put it in the show notes just so that people can find it. But yeah, so we did Riggs and Coffee. Then we went to Benji's shop for a little bit. I was going to steal some parts off of a parts truck he's got there. And then I decided, screw that, it's too much work, and we didn't do it. I also jacked up the 4Runner and shook every spot in the... The only shake I've got is that my rack and pinion wiggles a little bit inside its mount.
Yeah.
So I got to come up with a way to fix that. I know the fix for that. It's like $65. I just got to do it. But everything was fine. Then after that, we kind of had some time we could like go out and explore the area. Instead, we drove 35 minutes to a Walmart so I could buy more blankets for my tent because I was freezing. Oh, I also bought a new sorter for the swag. So now I've got pockets that go floor to ceiling at my feet. And I bought lights, which I put up in there. So now when it's dark in there, you flip a switch and boom, there's light in the swag. It's fantastic.
The coffee place was the Brew Coffee House.
The Brew Coffee House in...
Crocker, Missouri.
Crocker. I was going to call it Conklin.
Conklin.
I was mixing Joplin and Crocker. Yeah, so then we went and got some blankets. And by the way, options for blankets in Southern Walmarts are junk compared to ours.
Yeah.
Like, you go to Walmart here, and you've got, like, 2-inch thick blankets. Like, it's great. You go to Walmart there, and it's like, here's a throw blanket. So, I got a quilt, and I got a fuzzy blanket to go along with my two wool blankets and sheet.
Yep.
Then we went back, and I did some construction on the swag to get my lights in and get my bed made. You went and washed dishes at that time.
Yep.
How is Patrick's new house?
It's okay. It was a little messy, but it was mostly the kitchen that was messy than anything.
You calling him out for a messy kitchen?
No, I'm not. He was still doing dishes, so it wasn't like that bad.
Dude was busy.
I know.
No, Patrick's new house is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that he was able to move and work with Benji.
Yeah.
That's a good fit, man. I feel like those two working together at a shop like that, they're going to be able to do some amazing things. And seeing the rigs that they were building while we were there, they are doing some amazing things.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like they're shifting from the store more to the building aspect now than what they were planning to originally.
Yeah, and building classic Toyotas, which makes 100% makes sense.
Oh yeah.
They find a niche, they stick to it. It's going to do good.
Yep.
Yeah, so then we tried to steal some parts. It didn't work out cuz I was lazy. And I don't think any of us really had the ambition to do it. Then we went back to camp. I don't remember what we did when we got... Oh, construction. And I don't remember what happened after that. Did we just sit around the fire?
We sat around the fire for a bit.
The venue. Oh. How did I forget the venue?
Yeah, and then... Oh, we're getting to that point. Hold on. They had the classes, so we kind of snuck over to what was the tail end of the classes.
Yeah.
Had dinner while we're there.
Then, yeah, then we went to the venue.
Correct.
Which, it was really cool. He had like 6 bands playing. Beer. Some drink that Kaylin liked, but she doesn't know what it was called. We got some cigars. Sat and smoked some cigars at the venue.
Yep.
Then, that was pretty much it at the venue. We, it was really loud, and I don't do loud very well,
yeah.
So outside. We just kind of hung outside for a while.
Yeah, outside was a good place.
Then we went back to camp and just sat around the fire and had a good time. Drank some more. Stayed up way later than we should have with a long drive home.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like...
But I slept great. That second night, dude...
Yep. Yeah.
I woke up ready to go.
Yeah, I think I just had to wake up real quick and take a piss real quick outside. Other than that, it was a pretty relaxed night.
Yeah, then we tore down camp as soon as we got up, which did not take us long at all.
No. Not at all, especially since I figured out that we could roll up my tent with the pad.
Yeah, I mean... You unrolled that yesterday, right?
Yes, I unrolled it Sunday when we got back.
Oh, and it fit in the tent or the pad bag.
Yep.
All rolled up like that.
Yep.
Yeah, that worked out really well because now to set it up, you just unroll it, put the poles in, throw the rain fly on, you're done.
Yep.
It's almost a swag.
Yes, almost.
Just got to figure out how to get the sleeping bag in there.
Yeah.
Which you don't want to do. You want the sleeping bag to breathe.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here. But, yeah, that worked out. That's really cool that you can do that. That's a huge time saver.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you've got the tent, the winter kit, and the sleeping bag. Or, no, the sleeping pad. All rolled in one burrito.
Yep.
And you ended up with straps to strap it down from the pad, I assume?
Yes.
Did we ever find Alan's?
Yes, I found it. It was underneath his duffel bag.
Gotcha. Did he roll his up the same way you did, or did he do his pull-out thing?
He rolled it up the same way I did.
Okay.
He took the rain. He didn't pack the rain fly because of how wet our rain flies were.
Yeah, they were soaked.
They were.
So yeah, then we got everything loaded up. We hit the coffee shop one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Got some coffee for the drive. We didn't make any coffee this trip.
No. We debate about it Sunday.
On the way back.
On the way back, but we never did. I think we were just trying to keep it going.
I didn't want to stop, dude. Then we made it about 3.5 hours. About 4 hours. And I hit a bump, and I felt the back of the 4Runner react differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't say anything about it. I'm like, it was just a weird bump. And then, like, an hour later, we stopped at a gas station. And I was walking back, and I noticed the 4Runner was leaning hard to the passenger side. Yeah. So then I crawled underneath, and that poor Icon shock that had been overloaded at this point for, like, 900 miles.
Yeah.
And was old to begin with. It decided its time was done, and it kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the start of 4Runner. Oh, no. The start was the fact that my brake booster went out in Chicago on the way there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had, not only was I overloaded, I had manual brakes the entire time.
Yeah, it was deciding, no, I'm not going to exist anymore. I'm not going to be intermittent like I was.
So we gotta fix my brake booster now.
Yep.
Which, if we're doing that, we may as well fix the master cylinder because I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second issue was the shock. Was that it? Oh, we had a weird misfire for a while, but it went away.
Yep. Oh, you also stole a mirror.
Oh yeah, I stole a mirror off Benji so I could see out the back.
This time we're going to
we're
going to take it off if he goes on Skidder ever again.
Friday. I've got two mirrors again. I did order new shocks. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Finish out our drive. So then we pretty much just drove all the whole way. There was one point when I was having an issue. No, we're trying to get food. And I'm like, but I'm only at half a tank. We got to keep going. And we just kept going, dude. And then Mark was like, oh, they have a cat scale. And I've been wanting to weigh the truck.
Yeah.
I was still over a quarter. And I'm like, fuck it, we're stopping. So we stopped, got some food, got filled up. I went over the cat scale. God, was that truck heavy.
Yeah.
Then we got back on the road, and I think we made it all the way back to Cedar from that point, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we had one stop because you had to trade off for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but that was at a rest stop. That wasn't fuel-related.
No.
Yeah, for whatever reason, dude, around Chicago and lower southwest Michigan, it was so smoky. And having to keep my eyes open, my eyes were on fire.
Oh, yeah, my eyes were bothering me, too.
I was like, all right, dude, we got to trade off because I got to close my eyes for a little while. I didn't sleep because I can't sleep when traveling like that, but not usually. It happened last year. But yeah, so we traded off for a little bit, and then I think we stopped at a rest area a little while later.
Yeah.
And then traded back.
Yep.
And then I drove all the way to Cedar. I wish I didn't get car sick, because it would have been nice to trade off driving here and there.
Yeah.
But that little bit you drove, I ended up really car sick. That bus, dude, that was what, like a 15-minute ride? That made me so car sick. Oh, yeah.
But I think we were really dehydrated. We were lacking in drinking water for that weekend.
Yeah, we fucked up. But no, that one, that was bad. But yeah, so we... We get back to Cedar. We unload the truck. And usually, when we were unloading the truck, we could watch it, you know, rise back up to its normal height. When we unloaded on Sunday night, it did not change. At all.
Yeah.
So then, dropped Mark and Alan off. I drove home. Pretty much went right to bed. Then, Monday, I unloaded the back end of the truck, and it still didn't change. I took everything out, and it still didn't change. And I'm like, all right, I've either got a bent spring, my springs are now dead, and my shocks are bad.
Yep.
So I've got a set of OME springs sitting right here under my desk. So those will go on this weekend. And then I've got ordered a set of Fox. I don't even know which Fox they are. This was kind of a blessing in disguise because I wanted to switch the truck from digressive rear to progressive rear to match the front.
Yeah.
So by having this issue, sure, I was trying to wait till next year to do it, but this issue kind of pushed the envelope. So I got a set of Fox 2.0s with the external resi. They're meant for an 05 to 20 Tacoma or a 4th to 5th gen 4Runner or Sequoia or pretty much everything except for my old 4Runner.
Yeah.
But that's okay. The 4Runner, when you put 5th gen or 3rd gen or 4th gen springs on a 3rd gen, it just gives you an extended length spring. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've got that coming. And I'm really excited for those, dude. They were pricey. For two of them, it was like $800.
Yeah.
That does kind of fucking hurt, I'm not going to lie. But especially since I just found the same shock for less. Dang it. Yeah, that sucks. Like $50 less. I think they'll do good. I was debating between those and a set of Kings for the rear. They're about the same price, but the Kings didn't come with an external resi. The Foxes did.
Yeah.
Probably would have been just as good with the Kings, but for me to get the Kings with an external resi, it's like $1,200.
Ouch.
And I wasn't looking to spend $1,200. I wasn't looking to spend $1,200.
No.
Yeah, it'll be good though. These Foxes will make the 4Runner feel a whole lot better. And to be fair, I'm not saying that Icon makes a bad shock. I'm very impressed with my Icon shocks. I bought them because they were very cheap.
Yeah. They're used.
I got a really good deal on them.
Yeah.
And I used them until they were not that good anymore.
So now we get them in to rebuild and put on mine.
Yeah, that's exactly what needs to happen. Mark's truck is on Bilstein's in the rear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Icon's in the front, Bilstein's in the rear. So making it Icon all the way around will be a huge help.
Yes, it would.
So that was our weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was our wrap. Now we're to today when Mark's truck is throwing error codes again and going into lit mode.
Yeah.
Can you clear them while going down the road? You shouldn't have to pull over to clear them.
Yes, I can clear it.
Okay.
It's just a matter I got to be over in the slow lane because it slowly loses progress or it loses speed while waiting for it to reset.
Yeah.
And then it's a little bit sluggish getting back to up to speed.
We'll get that figured out. It's all secondary bypass related.
Yeah. It's been an ongoing thing I've been dealing with, and I really needed to dial it in and take care of it.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to happen more when it's cold out.
Yes and no. It's weird. I've had it where it spazzed out. I had to unplug it, replug it back in, and it doesn't do anything for months on end. That's what's the annoying part, is that it's so inconsistent.
Yeah. I agree. It's ridiculous. But I think with an HP tuner, we can tune it out. I might have an HP tuner. I do have an HP tuner. Wait a second, Mark. We might be in business here.
Okay.
You're going to have to buy credits. I think they're $50 a piece. But I have a Gen 1 HP tuner upstairs.
Gotcha.
So if we take that, we can put that in your or plug it into your truck, plug it into a computer, load up the software, and we should be able to go through and delete all of your things causing codes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too bad it doesn't work with the third gen 4Runner, because I totally would like to clear my O2 sensor. That also means I think we can delete permanent codes with an HP tuner.
Yeah.
If I can spell permanent correctly.
So glad I'm only working 3 days this week.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks like we can start to. We can make stuff happen. So yeah, that is going to be probably the fix, dude. Dig out my old HP tuner from the Dodge, buy a credit to be able to put it on the Tacoma, and then we could do whatever you wanted with the Tacoma after that.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you want to advance timing to, for whatever fucking reason, we could. You wanted to throw some nitrous on it in advance timing? We could.
I don't feel like blowing up the truck here.
Could, well, we won't we won't make it that bad, but
I mean, you blew up your RAM. Dude,
that wasn't nitrous. That was a whole different thing. That was 70-something pounds of boost thrown into a Hemi with, like, no oil. As long as you keep up on oil, everything will be okay. Don't forget to do an oil change. Yeah, we could just, like, throw a little 50 shot of nitrous, dude. You get up to a hill climb, you're like, I want to go up this fast. Boom, she's fast now.
Make the deep-ass ruts ever possible.
Hell yeah, dude. No, nitrous would be a terrible option for that build.
Yes, it would be.
But it'd be fun. You could party on the expressway. But yeah, no, that the HP tuner working with your truck opens up a lot of options.
Okay.
We could probably tune out your door ding, too.
I don't have a door ding.
When you open your door and the key's in, it doesn't go.
I was just removing the key. Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? Then it has a. Then what happens is we're working on your truck and it needs moved, and we have to wait for you to dig them out of your pocket. Because you always take them out when we're in the middle of doing something. Like, the one time they should be in there.
Sorry, I'm very cautious about your nephew hopping in the truck and locking it and then closing the door with the only key I have.
When has that happened once?
I don't know. It happened to your other nephew.
Okay. No. He didn't lock himself in the truck.
No, I didn't say in. He went out. I meant out.
Yeah, he went out. I think my sister locked the door and used him as a scapegoat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I don't see him climbing in there, locking and playing in it at all. He's pretty good about staying out of vehicles. But that one was bad because not only did she lock the door, she killed the battery.
Yeah.
So we couldn't even break into it. We had to call AAA.
Yep.
Poor 4Runner. It deserved better. It's okay. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was a fun trip. I feel bad that we missed out on podcasting for so long, but we had to get ready for this trip.
Yeah.
We We're kind of lackadaisy on maintenance. We're lackadaisy on maintenance before this trip.
Yeah.
Actually, we're still lackadaisy on maintenance, and I'm really glad we made it there and back.
I was about to say, considering my truck's still having issues even after being fixed.
Considering my brake problem being known about for over a year, and we're only fixing it because now it's, like,
dead.
A problem. I've got all the parts to fix it sitting right here to my left, yeah. And we haven't done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, but that roof rack, dude, I don't know why God made me decide I had to do it right then. Like, I did not need it, yeah. Right? And I told you the whole time I was building it, this is fucking stupid. I really don't need this. And then 2 days before the trip, we absolutely had to have it.
Yeah.
Because we would not have fit everything in that truck without that roof rack.
No, unless we wanted to be very uncomfortable having two bags across our lap.
Yeah, because I guess we could have done that.
Or at least one. But,
yeah, I don't think two would have fit, but one might have. But yeah, so we were able to put their entire sleep system for both people on the roof, my swag, and then a pack out with recovery gear and a couple tools, and we ended up getting the jack up there.
Yep.
That, it's still up there. I haven't taken it down yet. That might just be the jack's new home, to be honest.
I'm just glad I went through and got that duffel, though.
Dude, and whatever brand that was, if you want to give that to the listeners, yeah. that thing's sick.
The only issue that I had, and I think you just need to coat the zipper, the front pocket, it's a little pocket for storage, is not watertight. It had a little bit of water in both of our bags in the zipper part.
It just in that pocket, yeah. Or was it inside the bag
just
itself?
That pocket.
I mean, that's not great, but
as long as I don't get anything in there, which barely anything's gonna be in that front pocket anyways. I think I only had the shoulder strap there.
Yeah. And that's fine. Just one pocket out of the entire bag wasn't waterproof. The rest of the bag was.
Oh yeah.
And that's where the tent and the sleeping pads and the cot and the chairs were.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, think about a year ago, we built the single-person pack-out, and that was great, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's bigger than that single-person pack-out, but it's fitting the cot, your chair,
yep.
Your tent, your sleeping pad, everything but your sleeping bag fits in one bag.
Yeah.
That's pretty stellar.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's borderline a swag now.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the same size as a single-person swag, but it's got a cot and a chair in it.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive. I think I'm going to pick up one of those bags to put Wrangler's dog swag in, because the bag that comes with the dog swag doesn't leave you enough room to have stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point in a swag that you can't leave stuff in.
Yep.
Come on, 23-0. You can do better. But the dog swag's quality is good, and it does work that way. We just need a bigger bag for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just buy one of those. It'll be fine. Yeah, and you dried your stuff out. I dried out the Poo Castle yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Popped it up in the shop. That thing cannot be popped up in my house. It's too tall. But I popped it up in the shop, and it was so wet, dude. Because that bag isn't waterproof.
No.
Like, it was wet when we got there from raining all the way down.
Yeah.
I popped that up to dry. It took, like, a day and a half for it to not feel damp anymore. And then I popped the swag up today, and the swag was already dry. Like, the bag was wet, but the swag was most, like, it, obviously a little damp from water from before we left, but
yeah.
Mostly it was dried out. So that was pretty nice, but I popped that up and I poked my head in there and I'm like, oh yeah, these upgrades were worth it.
Do you tell them about
looks
the light?
Looks like the... Yeah, I said something about the light.
I only heard about the pouch.
Yeah, I said I got a pouch and a light so that we can just turn the switch on. It does look like the duct tape, because there's nowhere to run lights on this swag, so I duct taped them in the top corner, and it looks like the duct tape held all the way around.
Okay, good here.
So that's pretty sick. And they're fairy lights, and I cut them to the right size and then just twisted the end back together so that it would, you know, continue to work.
Mm.
But that works out great, man. I used it one time, exactly one time, because I only had one time to use it. And that's when I woke up, and it was light outside, but the swag is blackout, so you can't see anything. So I woke up, I turned the light on, and I was like, oh, wow, it's bright in here now. I can't see a thing. it'll be great for making love. I like to make love with the lights on. That way you can see everything. It's more like a porn video that way. I don't know. I wish I could find a cot big enough to put the swag on a cot.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice to be able to just sit up, hang my feet out, and put my boots on.
Yep.
But I don't think anyone makes a cot quite that size. Yeah, I mean, there's two-person cots, and there's, like, the airbed cots that come in a queen. But those wouldn't really do what I need. I wonder if we could get, like, two large cots and maybe put it on those.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'll just keep rolling out like a fucking loser. I'll get one of those RC excavators and dig a hole right next to the swag so that I can put my boots on in the hole. It'd take me the entire weekend to dig out this hole next to my swag.
Just use it once and go.
If I get to, yeah, it'd be great. Because those have, like, a bucket smaller than its can of Zins.
Yeah.
It was really fun. There aren't a lot of trips that I would tell you are worth doing a 10-hour drive for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Benji does is worth a 10-hour drive for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
The dude, he overdoes everything. So when he does an event, he puts everything he's got into this event, and it turns out great every time because of it.
Yep.
It was cool. Even the locals came out to his venue, and I'd say there were more locals at the venue than those of us that were part of it.
Correct. There was definitely a lot more people for the venue part.
Yeah. And now I've got another Friendsgiving sticker on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
So happy about that. Got 2024 and 2025. Now, in a year, it'll have 2026, and then I'll get a gull wing, and I'll lose them all. I think I've got another 2025 sticker I'm going to save. I might see about recreating the 2024 just so I've still got it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else on that window I care about. But yeah, it's I wonder how Gavin's kid's doing. I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, see if we can get an update about him.
We can give the listeners live updates. Jasper's still alive. Jasper was alive the whole time. It's not that bad.
No.
He just had to go to the doctor. But, yeah, Mark, so how's your work week been? Mine has been, Monday was awful, and today was awful, and I'm sure tomorrow's gonna be awful.
Oh yeah, I hope it snows enough where we just don't work tomorrow.
I did find out, oh yeah, because then you'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Yep. I don't know, the winter watch went to winter warning as I looked at my phone earlier.
Which is, winter warning's worse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How much are they calling for now?
I have no idea. I know UP is supposed to get hammered. They're like looking at 13 to 15 inches up there.
Let's see. Are we still looking at 7 to 10 inches for my location?
I hope it happens that we actually have some good snow wheeling this weekend.
Bro, for real. I'm so psyched for snow wheeling this weekend. Okay, some places are telling me 7 to 10. Others are telling me 2 to 7. I don't know who to believe. But yeah, we're supposed to get fucking hammered this weekend, and I am here for it. That's why I hurried up and got the swag off the roof tonight. I've been really lazy about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be taking it off in the snow.
No.
Is it supposed to come and stay?
I have no idea on that.
For the foreseeable future, we're not supposed to get over 32. Sunday, it looks like Sunday it's going to get up to 33, but that's not enough to melt snow.
No.
So yeah, dude, we're looking at the snow being here to stay. If we end up with a hard winter this year, I'm going to be fucking stoked.
Yeah.
We're going to do some attempt at some winter camping in my yard. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the yard, because then if we get cold, we can bail out like little bitches.
Yeah.
This is the deciding factor on if we need a diesel heater or not.
Yep. It would be the deciding factor.
And I do see the merit in it, because it's dry, so the inside of the tent would stay dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only benefit I see. I just don't want to have to set up another thing.
Yeah.
That's the downside. But really, since we're on the ground, we could almost get away with one of those all-in-one units. We wouldn't have to, like, build our own.
Yeah.
You good over there?
I was itch.
For the listeners, Mark's contorting into crazy positions. He's flexing in ways no fat man should.
I'm using my right hand to scratch the left shoulder blade.
Oh. Still no response about Jasper, this dick. Oh, he's not supposed to be there for the kid. He's supposed to be here to tell us that the kid's okay. Yeah. Well, that's about our hour. I'm sorry if this is kind of a lazy episode. We are fucking beat, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been a hell of a week.
Yeah. I worked in the rain today. So I'm really feeling it.
Hey, you know what? Me too. Yeah. And I found out that they sent me with another 5-week placement. So I'm going to move birds and get birds in the same week again.
Ouch.
I don't know that I'm going to still be working here in the next 6 months, so that's fun.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, if I had somewhere else to live, I'd be telling these people to kick rocks. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'd probably tell them to kick rocks, and I'd come work with you. Like, that's where I'm at. Dude, you get every weekend off. That's the fucking dream.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to deal with getting calls all the time. What's the worst that happens? I lose my beautiful house? Okay, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty big deal.
To any listener, don't get a job that provides you a house, because it's a false sense of security.
And it makes it harder to leave.
Yeah, because what are you supposed to do? I don't know. I just need to win the lottery so I don't have to work.
Yeah, that's the whole American dream. Not really. For most of us, probably, but...
All right, now, see, is there any racing news? Leah Block left F1 Academy because she wants to focus on WRC, which I'm fully behind because I feel like there needs to be a Block in WRC.
Mm-hmm. Claren had a hard time.
There was the race in Las Vegas this weekend. Dude, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I wish we had watched it.
Yeah.
I even have a TV for watching races when we're there, and I didn't even bring it.
No. Probably didn't have enough room for it. Well,
dude, for real. But yeah, so McLaren ended up getting disqualified after the race. Like, okay. And they did well.
Yeah. One took second, and then fourth? No, not fourth. Sixth?
I think it was second and fourth. Maybe it was second and sixth.
I think it was second and sixth. Kind of hard to find out the original standing since it's now DQ for them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so originally, Lando Norris got second, and Oscar got fourth.
Okay.
So, yeah, second and fourth. They were racing their fucking asses off, dude.
Yeah.
But Verstappen got first. Well-deserved. That dude is a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
George Russell got third. Really, without them getting DQ'd, everything was exactly where I would expect it to have landed for the most part.
Yeah.
But them getting DQ'd, dude, God, that hurts. I like Verstappen, but Lando is probably... I like the two about the same, I would say. But seeing Lando get DQ'd, and it was for fucking bullshit, dude. The fucking plank was ground down too much.
Yeah. On both vehicles.
Like, come on. You know, as someone who likes F1 but doesn't like get super into it too bad, I get pretty into it. But I don't understand the significance of this damn plank. Like, come on. It's a fucking piece of the car.
Yeah. Especially since it's going to get worn down over the race anyways.
And why are we still building F1 cars with a wood base? Come on.
Wait.
Yeah, there's lighter things than wood out there, like carbon fiber.
That is literally most of the vehicle already.
I know. Exactly. So why are they making it out of wood?
It's probably more sturdy than the fiberglass.
Carbon fiber. I don't know, dude. A carbon fiber block, a carbon fiber square is a lot more sturdy than wood.
Yeah.
It shatters easier than wood does.
Yeah.
But either way, their plank got worn down, which is bullshit. See what else happened. Oh, other racing news. More close to this, we had that race in the desert.
Baja 1000.
Yeah, the Baja 1000 happened a couple weekends ago. That was a fucking hoot, dude.
Yes.
It's cool. Because I like Baja, but I always get the recaps, right?
Yeah.
But now we actually have a way to stream it and watch the race as it goes on. Mm-hmm. So, like, my house, we watch the entire race pretty much.
Yeah.
At least trophy trucks.
Yeah. That was the only downside is that you only saw them. You might have gotten a couple clips of some of the other guys, but for the most part, they were just following the one group.
Yep. I don't think we saw Class 11 at all on the live stream. I'd like to see more of that because it's way more fun watching Beetles do that than trophy trucks.
That being said, I do want to go back through and see how many, if that one vehicle was stuck for a long time or we just kept seeing similar vehicles that got stuck on that beach. I know two.
Two got stuck. I was watching clips. I think I sent one to the group chat later of the second truck getting stuck. And it's funny because they make that turn and then you know how there's like a tree or something there? They take that out and then fall into the same hole the other truck had made. Yeah, there were all the trucks that got stuck were tool drive trucks. But it's, I mean, that's a, you can't even call it shale. It's a pebble beach that's like 15 foot deep. Yeah. Like, it's no, there's no traction across.
No.
That. No, it was a good race though. The guy who Ironmanned it on the bike, that was really fucking cool.
Yeah. He made some pretty good time with that too.
Fuck yeah. He must have just put his headphones in, dude, and just went.
Stopped for gas when he needed it and just kept on going.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking cool. Yeah, the Baja is so different from almost any other race because it's not like, you know, 24 Hours of Le Mans has a time cap.
Yep.
But there's not a whole lot of races that are just 1,000 miles off-road with no time cap.
Yep.
Like, that was pretty great, dude. I think that's, like, all the racing events to get caught up on. I want to put more racing news in the podcast because I like racing. But we have to stick to our 2 episodes a week schedule, and we've been fucking failing.
Yeah.
We should, after this week, two listeners, I'm going to say this. Take it with
a grain of salt.
A penny.
Yep.
A little heavier than a grain of salt, something like a penny. All the busyness has pretty much died down, aside from holidays, and we should be getting back to our 2 episodes a week. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of sucked having 1 episode most weeks, no episodes 1 week, but we should be getting back to that. I have an episode that I've been meaning to edit for about 4 weeks. That I can drop anytime, but it's a big one, a big interview. It's going to be great. I need to have the time to sit down and edit it and actually give it the edits it deserves.
Yeah.
Because it's that good of an episode.
Hmm.
Yeah. But on that note, I'm glad you guys have stuck with us through our terrible release schedule.
Yeah.
I hope that Gavin's solo episode about I don't even know what he talked about or why he said we weren't there, but I hope it went great. We weren't there because we were on this trip. It happens. So we'll catch you guys later.
Later.